Live from the Geyer Studio, where combatants battle for the glory of cinema. This is Cinema Wars with your host DJ Ace, only here on WMCO. And welcome to another round of Cinema Wars, or rather the very first episode of Cinema Wars. This is the third season.
So happy.
The previous champion has graduated. So the cup is up for grabs this semester, which is awesome.
I'm hungry.
Yeah, hungry for tournament.
I didn't eat yet.
I don't know. Anyway. Same.
It's dinner time.
All right. So we have new people. We got new questions. It's all new. So
we are in no way
started.
Being held against our will.
No. Please send money.
All right. So
my voice is trembling. It does not mean anything.
Nope.
As per the usual, we got three contestants here. They are Matt, Brad, and Logan.
I'm Matt.
And I'm Brad.
And I'm Logan.
Oh wait, dang!
I should be Logan.
You should have been Logan, and then you could have been.
Why
did
you guys?
I wanted to keep you out of the loop, Logan. So since you're the new guy here,
keep the new guy out of the loop. That makes sense. Yeah, just like everything else.
All right. Yep. So as for the question, summer movie season has officially ended as of September. The summer movie season runs May through August. 2016 was a
according to the rules that Aaron just made up.
What? No, that's what it is.
I'm just saying, like, technically a summer movie is any movie that comes out before the start of fall, which doesn't really occur until, like, mid-September, beginning of October.
You're telling me I could have seen Soli before I did this?
I'm
really?
Just saying.
No, it's May through August. Anyway, so this last summer was interesting, to say the least, as far as movies were concerned. So we're going to talk about them and which one was the best. So starting with Matt, which one did you pick?
Well, I've got to be consistent here, and unfortunately, I'm really upset that I have to go with this because this year just really was not the year for movies in the summertime, unfortunately.
It's true. It really wasn't a great summer.
Yeah. I mean, I loved them all, but...
To quote Mad Max, it was mediocre.
Yeah, it was mediocre, so I'm going to go with Civil War.
Civil War?
Yep.
Oh, honestly, that's what I was going to go with, too. All right, Brad, what you got?
I'm going third, yo. Logan's going
second. I'm second. Don't make the new guy go last.
Yeah.
He got confused because we switched names.
The only guy who's seen two movies out of the entire summer, and one of them's already been taken.
I'm looking at and I feel like I have to sneeze now.
Right. All right. Thank you for keeping me honest, Logan. What did you pick?
Okay, so like I said, I've only seen two movies, which means my second, the second movie I saw this summer was Suicide Squad.
Cool, cool, cool. And what do you got for me, Brad?
I was having a hard time picking between those two, so I'm going to go with the newest Now You See Me.
Ooh. Now You See Me too. Already. So they have made their choices, and now it is time to decide which one is the best.
Bum, bum, bum.
Dun, dun. Dun.
This is the part where you guys start arguing.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's a weird way to start.
Suicide Squad is better than all of yours, so I win.
All of my superheroes.
All right, let's go home.
Okay, so you have an all-star cast back for like basically another Avengers movie, where it's basically not the Avengers. It's supposed to be centered around Captain America. It's a great ending, I think, to his trilogy, and it brings in, of course, you have Spider-Man and Black Panther, two all-star, characters in the Marvel universe. And they finally have made their debut in the MCU, which is also very fantastic.
And they'll be a good starting point for jumping off into this new phase three that they're talking about.
Yes.
Especially with Black Panther.
Oh, yeah. And what I really like about it is that this seemed like a better version of the Avengers. Like, I know they were fighting each other, but it felt like there was more tension. It felt like more practical tension for today's audience.
Yeah, but they wrote out Pepper. They wrote out what could have potentially been one of the coolest aspects of this.
Oh no, they didn't write.
They totally wrote. No,
they wrote out the actress, but Pepper is definitely a big part of this movie.
Yeah, she's still there because he's struggling with the breakup.
Yeah, for Tony Stark's main drive in this movie is to basically distract himself to. Basically see what else he needs to do. He's trying to correct all of his issues, and that's been a constant pattern in his movies. He's always trying to figure out what he did wrong so he can correct it, and now he feels like he owes it to the world to make up for more things that he has supposedly done wrong.
Right. So what you're describing is Age of Ultron. I mean Civil War. No. I mean the first Avengers.
Oh yes, what's really great is that
which
they're
one
all,
is it, Brad? Sheesh.
It's actually all connected, and it's actually a very nice continuity there. You have Tony Stark, who's also lost his girlfriend. He has to deal with that, and also he's struggling
with the same thing. It's not a new movie for Tony.
No, it's actually a very new movie for him because he's actually at a very dark place, and he actually doesn't seem he does not make nearly as many jokes as he used to. And the jokes that he does make in this movie are very like dark and twisted, and like he seems a lot more spiteful in this movie. A lot like he's on a mission. He wants to make sure he's doing the right thing. You go back to Iron Man 1. There's like no real sense besides towards like the end of the movie. He's trying to do good for everybody, but he's doing this for other people. He's trying to do good for everyone, not just himself. And I think that's a great character change or development in him. And then that's not even going into all the other characters' development. And you have, of course, Captain America. I mean, his storyline was outstanding, but I still think this is Tony Stark's story. Mm. Anyways,
Logan, let's hear more about Squad.
All right, so I had been looking at Suicide Squad ever since Batman vs. Superman came out, which I actually enjoyed. But
me too.
I like
me too.
Just about every movie
Good
I see.
Times.
So, yeah, Suicide Squad was amazing. A bunch of people try to compare Leto's Joker to Heath Ledger's. I honestly don't think there is a comparison because they're so different from each other.
Yeah, and the world around them is so different, too.
Exactly, because like, Leto... Yeah.
You can't even compare like Leto's Joker to Nicholson's Joker, really, because the directors are totally different, and... Like, the world is... This is more of, like, a grunge graffiti type...
Right.
They advertised it like a very grunge graffiti kind of, like, very colorful, rich movie. You go into the theater and you sit down. It starts off great introductions to all the characters, and then...
And the music is fantastic.
Yeah, but then, like, you get into the actual story, and it's, like, the most simple plot you could have ever expected.
And talk about Joker. They have... Such an opportunity with Joker and the way Harley Quinn has gone since the last comic book, whatever. They could have done so much more. They could have done much better than a simple semi-romance between the Harley and the Joker. And they do a little bit of that. But they missed their opportunity.
I enjoyed the Harley and Joker scenes the most.
That's the problem. You're not supposed to enjoy it. You're supposed to be shouting at her.
That's the thing. Like, it's not supposed to be romanticized. This is a very tragic, very codependent relationship. And, like, it's very sad. I think, well, that's kind of up to the director, but also it's up to the viewer to see how you perceive it, and if it's supposed to be good, it's supposed to be good.
To a certain extent, there is a responsibility of the director consequences thereof for the director to show something, to show what is in his mind to the audience. And if the director, I don't remember who the director was, by the way, I can't think of his name.
David Ayer.
And David Ayer had this great. He developed that well in the shooting of the movie, but then he just cut all of the great scenes with that.
That was probably the producers. I wouldn't leave it all up to him.
Yeah, all right. I guess that's fair.
But yeah. I know. Like,
and I know what you're talking about, because even the trailer had scenes that weren't in the final cut of the movie.
The trailer looked so exciting. It looked better than any other movie I've seen this year. Like, the trailer alone looked outstanding.
Yeah.
I went in, and like I expected to see, like, I was not expecting anything major from the Joker, but what I saw still was not anything up to par with anything I've seen in the past, cartoons or live action. He's in there for maybe like 5 minutes total.
Yeah.
And like, I feel like it's diluted a little bit from all the Harley romance that's not so really supposed to be there. Like, you go back to the animated series in the 90s, I'm pretty sure, didn't he kill her at one point?
There's a couple of points where he gets close. I don't know if he ever actually kills her just because.
But that's what I mean. Like, he goes that far, and it's very prominent. It's very evident what he's doing. And this, it's like he pushes her into the acid thing,
and then he jumps after her.
Right. I understand that scene, but the rest of them, like, they didn't really dive into the Joker too much. In the scene where like he supposedly dies, like, come on, it's the first movie with the Joker in the DCEU, right?
Yeah.
So how is that supposed to? There's no sense of like thrill there. I'm like, oh, you're gonna pretend kill him for 5 minutes, and he's going to come. Of course, he's going to come save her at the very end. Like, just simple, like, little plot devices like that to keep the story going, for her to be part of the Suicide Squad still, just make it unfulfilling, and the plot, like, I was constantly trying to figure out where are they going to throw in, like, actual story, not just action scenes, yeah. Which, you know, like, I just couldn't really, like, feel for any of them besides maybe Harley and yeah. And Deadshot.
Yeah, I love yeah. Deadshot. I mean,
yeah. And I'll tell you, I enjoy an action, just a straight up action movie as much as the next guy. You know, I enjoy Die Hard as much as the next guy, which is just an action movie. It's just one yeah. guy saying awesome things and doing awesome things. But the cool thing about superhero films that, and I can't believe I'm about to praise another person's argument in Cinema Wars, that Civil War managed to do is that it makes you care about the characters, yeah. and you can have these great action scenes on top of these fantastic characters.
For the record, if I did go first, I still would have chosen Suicide Squad, only because I have not seen the entire thing of Marvel movies, so... I mean, I loved Civil War, but I was still kind of lost in it. I got out of there thinking, what did I just watch? And then I had to go back and kind of connect things.
That's a good thing. Like, that's when a movie has done its job. Like, when you go back later and have to discuss what happened, that's when you know it's controversial, and that's when you know the director and the writers, everybody, the entire team did their job to make the audience think. You know, it's not just to entertain, it's to also make the audience really sit down yeah. and argue about these kinds of things, because they brought up a lot of more current issues and kind of threw them in and mixed them. A lot of, not, you know, they took some, you know, what is right, what is wrong, kind of like that yeah. theme, like very vague.
A little bit deeper.
It's vague enough where, like, it can relate very well to a big audience, but also relate to, you know, politics. And I think that was also very interesting. You know, it's like mm-hmm. pro-government, less thereof and whatnot, but also more like, who's in charge, you know, corporations versus whatever. And I could go on about that. Yeah. But.
One point on the Joker I wanted to make was I didn't really mind Leto's Joker either because, in my opinion, you can't do the Joker the same way twice. So I like right. that as
yeah.
new and mm-hmm. unique. But that was,
and see, this,
that's
the difference I saw was Ledger's is more of a, what's the word I want to look for? He's more to himself because pretty much the opening scene in that movie, he robs the bank with everyone, but then he kills everyone off on his team so that he can do it all on his own. But if you look at Leto's Joker, he's more of a crime boss because you got the people in the panda costumes and whatever shooting up the place, but he doesn't kill them off. He still uses them in his club or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So they both have different mindsets on their own.
I just don't know really what this Joker is yet. There was not enough time to really compare him.
Yeah. And maybe, you know? Maybe we'll get to see more of that as the DCEU progresses and advances itself. Yeah. I will say, as much as I disliked the relationship between Harley Quinn and the Joker, I do really like their casting choices for all those characters.
Yeah.
And it was a lot, that movie was a lot of fun.
I did like Diablo.
Yeah.
And what they did with him was, I thought, fantastic. They could have done, I mean, obviously they could have done better, because nothing is perfect unless I'm doing it, in which case it is obviously perfect.
Of course.
Same.
But they did a fantastic job with what is kind of a minor character in a comic book and making him a legitimate part of the team. However.
I can't win anything, can I?
No, because this is Cinema Wars, not Cinema Coffee Time. The best movie on this script, on this docket, is Now You See Me Too. Because it's not an overplayed, nonsensical, I'm bored, show me something new superhero movie. It manages to get...
I feel like I
should
say something from when we were talking about this earlier that you did not like this movie. So
also,
I would like to object also, and say Brad is out.
One other thing, it's a sequel as well as these other movies.
Okay. Yeah, as is the other right. movies. So
besides Suicide Squad, which is still basically a sequel. I mean,
it's kind of, I would say it's more of a...
continuation.
All right. Yeah. Now You See Me Too. Don't spoil it.
Okay.
We already did that
things,
for Suicide Squad, so we might as well.
Not really.
One of the cool things that they do is that they actually show, and Hollywood films are loath to do this, they show what it can be like to just have legitimate friendships that do not turn romantic. Show broships, is what I like to call it. Where. And moreover, they show broships between males and females. And you see this kind of
Wouldn't that
interaction
be friendship?
Between this new... sort of. But like,
because
females can be
guy
bros.
With a girl, so that wouldn't be broship.
You can be bros with a girl.
Can you?
Yeah, you can look at Black Panther and Captain America with
anyway
with,
now you see me too.
Scarlet Witch.
Say, which one is the?
I mean, not Scarlet Witch, but with Black Widow.
Yeah.
I mean, she is like all their bro. Like she, all of those guys are her bros. Like
that's true.
So I mean,
you got a point.
And Scarlet Witch, although like her chemistry with the Vision is, of course, prominent. I still think that she isn't out to just, you know, have romantic relationships with everyone else on the team.
Yeah.
So.
All right, back to now. You see.
But in addition to this great relationship, talking about teamwork and kind of the intricacies thereof, especially when you have ego going on, it talks about the dangers of technology and the dangers of our current generation becoming obsessed with the previous one, the way that we are kind of starting to. I just totally lost my train of thought. Okay, now I remember. This current presidential election.
Oh,
all right,
gosh.
We've got no. All right,
Cinema Wars has now gone political.
I'm going to try and stay as little in the realm of politics as possible because it bores me to tears.
Thank you.
Donald Trump arose and it has maintained power because the current generation, to a certain extent, admires that. Admires what he has done. In addition to that, we've started to develop this kind of obsession with the past. Think Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, which is another movie that came out, has a sequel that came out this summer, and that's from the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
All right. As well, we've got I don't know. I think the fact that comic book things, which
go back into like the 20s sometimes.
Yeah,
or the 30s,
go back into the 20s are 30s. Becoming so popular is also somewhat of a want to get back to our roots. And you see Daniel – who's the guy who played Harry Potter? Daniel Radcliffe. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
His character is entirely obsessed with earning the approval of the previous generation. And I won't spoil it too much because there's actually a pretty cool twist there.
Isn't Jesse Eisenberg in that?
Yeah.
That's where that.
Who played Lex Luthor?
Yeah,
so, like,
see?
We get to see Lex Luthor be a good guy. Sort of a good guy. Basically the same character.
And I think he was good in that movie, too.
Yeah. It shows the dangers of that. It shows the dangers and also the benefits of technology, which is something that's definitely affecting and going to be a way that the future unravels itself, and it's a fantastic movie. There are so few movies nowadays that if you don't have some sort of knowledge of the way movies are supposed to work, you can't predict how they're going to end. And the Now You See Me franchise has always been one of those movies, and by franchise, I mean the one other movie that they did.
It's a franchise. I mean, it is. Like, once you make a sequel, it becomes a franchise, I'm pretty sure.
I mean, that sounds accurate. Yeah. I'm going to use the word. is one of those things that you can't predict anymore.
I mean, okay, with that said, I mean, the ending of Civil War was a lot. Nobody really knew which ending they were going to go with.
That's
you know?
True. That's fair.
I, for one, was very upset with the ending, and that's why I was upset with the entire summer movie list, because it was just way down there. But I also appreciate what they did. I'm not going to spoil it, but I think that sense of ambiguity or that sense of you're unsure, basically, what's going to happen, I think that has been building. That tension has been building up since the Winter Soldier, or the first Avengers movie, excuse me.
Yeah.
And I think that's something that kind of reached its climax in this film. And I think it had a great resolution. I think that it was just a very solid movie all through. And I think that's what made it stand out from the rest of them.
It was definitely one of the most anticipated movies of summer.
But I mean, the ending also was a little, you didn't know what was going to happen. Like, that sense of doubt was still there. You didn't know who was going to do what.
And you don't know what's going to happen next.
And that's
true.
But that twist, when what set Tony off at the end, like, I didn't expect that coming at all.
Yeah, that was hardcore.
Yeah, that they did a really good job of balancing Cap and Tony out this entire movie.
Which is unfortunate, because it's kind of supposed to be a Captain America movie, but it turned into essentially a third Avengers.
Well, the comic books were all titled, you know, you'd have Civil War, you'd have Spider-Man Civil War, Captain America Civil War, Iron Man Civil War.
Yeah,
and
but
just chose
it, it feels too much like a kind of like Captain and Cap and Iron Man.
That's what the comic is, though. It's Cap versus Iron Man, and they take sides. So,
right.
I mean,
just that the movie isn't titled that is like the one thing that I would.
But I mean, for legal reasons, they had to probably do it because Chris Evans was signed on for a third Captain America movie for a trilogy. And I mean, that's just the way the story was going. And the Russo brothers are actually talking about it. Like, when they're writing these movies, like, they don't really care about what people expect. They want to go for what is the story demands to happen next. So they listen, of course, to the characters and the setting and the playing field, and they just go for it. Like, when they're trying to, when there are all these rumors about Spider-Man coming to the MCU, nobody was really sure that was going to happen, but Marvel was already working on it when they saw the first rough draft by the Russo brothers. They're like, oh, you need Spider-Man? Okay, we'll go talk to Sony and see what we can do. Because they knew, you know, because Amazing Spider-Man 2 was just kind of meh, and they right. could have done whatever they wanted with
it. Tanked.
Oh, my, I hated that. I'm sorry. I despise that movie. Yeah. I love Spider-Man, and I love I love everybody with the production because I love what they did with the first one, but this one was just god awful.
I'm kind of excited to see what they do with this new offshoot of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The Shocker looks really cool.
Next year, actually.
Yeah, next July something, 17th.
The Shocker.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think it, you know, the Russo brothers just, I think that's also kind of unexpected. They just go and listen to what they need to say and what the characters need to say, and they make it happen. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of shocking, too. It's like an actual comic book, you know? Bunch of twists and turns. Yeah. So.
And I think maybe that's what's so good about it, is that it watches like you read a comic book.
Yeah.
This
Civil War felt like a comic book.
Yeah.
Like, when I watched it, I was like, this is a comic book movie. I haven't felt that way since The Winter Soldier, and that was also by the Russo brothers. And before that, hadn't felt like that since Iron Man. Before that, Spider-Man 2.
I would say that kind of like, wait, Spider-Man 2 with Tobey Maguire?
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably the best superhero film to date.
No, yeah.
That's
a bold claim. Oh, I liked it of the trilogy. I think that's
of all of the MCU movies, I will say that I will go down and say, like, go down to my grave that Spider-Man 2 2004 directed by Sam Raimi was the best superhero film.
I'll tell you what, though. I think that if Civil War is remembered for anything, one, it'll be because we called it Civil War, not Captain America 2, or Captain America 3, rather. It'll be remembered as for that. For that's the movie that made it okay to make comic book movies like comic books, not like movies.
But I felt like, you know, for its time, Spider-Man 2 will be remembered for what it did.
It definitely opened the gate.
That trilogy allowed basically everything else to happen. I mean,
yeah, there was a mini comic book renaissance in the 2000s.
Yeah, you had the Hulk, you had X-Men first, and then it was
X-Men, Spider-Man,
Hulk.
Well, not the first one.
Yeah,
that one was awful.
No, I know, but I'm saying like the studios were actually doing things and experimenting. Right. So
Logan, I haven't heard from you in a while. What do you have any thoughts?
Not really. I mean, like I said, I don't watch a lot of movies to begin with, but I really enjoyed Suicide Squad because I enjoy it. I mean, I know that doesn't really make sense, but it did what I wanted a movie to do, and that was entertain me. And so, yeah. I mean,
I agree. It did entertain me too. I was just let down by it.
For the most part.
There's something to be said about that, though, because I think we've had this whole conversation about the implication of movies, but movies are ultimately escapism. And I think Suicide Squad excelled in one place, and I'm sorry, I'm talking over you. I don't mean to.
Yeah, it's fine.
If it excelled in one thing over the rest of these movies, is that was probably the most fun to watch. If you sat back, like, didn't really think about it. And the actors had fun, the directors had fun, and it's a fun movie.
I don't know if they
and actually, it kind of made bank.
I mean, they
except with the exception of their interactions with Jared Leto.
Yeah,
but
hope that doesn't ruin things because I love this Joker. I want to see more of him. I want to see more of him against Batman.
I want to see Willem Dafoe as Joker.
We most certainly.
I'm really excited. It was a great kickoff. I think this year was I think overall is a great kickoff for the DCEU. Well, I mean, of course, Man of Steel, but this is a good year to get everybody on the same page, and now let's start some good quality, solid stories and that don't have to be overpacked with everybody in them.
Yeah, Man of Steel was what got me into, I mean, not necessarily watching movies, but especially like the DC comics and DC Universe, so.
It was very ambitious, and I am happy for
and
it.
The good news is they're making some huge leaps for Justice League.
I can't wait for Justice League.
That one looks like it's going to be really
good. They picked up James Wan for Aquaman, and that's going to be outstanding. James Wan did The Conjuring 2.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and he did all the Insidious movies and
the
stuff.
The Wonder Woman movie looks good, too.
Oh, my goodness, yes. That is like my
I think next year, I feel like 2017 is going to be DC's year.
Yeah.
Before we go, the one movie DC I'm looking forward to most is going to be Justice League Dark.
Oh, yeah, that was announced officially.
Was it officially announced?
Was it official?
I heard that it was rumored.
I thought it was official. I don't know. Don't quote me on that.
But it's going to be fantastic because... Oh, if they do what they did, I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm more excited for the solo Batflat because they announced
Deathstroke. Did you guys see the footage of Deathstroke?
Yeah, dude.
Holy
goodness. Anyway, all right, we're about out of time, so this is the part where we wrap it up and we pick the winner. Dun dun dun
dun dun dun.
The tension is real.
Make the wise decision, Aaron.
All right.
Make the wise decision.
We just
made
the radio explode. Okay.
You do realize I made the logo for this, so you do know you have to pick
follow
me.
Your heart, Aaron.
Yeah, no, I don't. All right. Here.
I believe you can fly.
the lyrics
I
are not necessary.
I believe you can pick this guy.
I have no wings on
I believe
me.
In you, Aaron.
All right. So, unfortunately, I'm going to have to say, Logan, you're out.
Okay, bye.
Like, you said Logan. I was like, what?
I was like, shoot. Like, good job.
I didn't hear a lot from you. But it was your first time, so I won't hold it against you. Now,
better learn somehow.
Between Brad and Matt.
Fine, I guess I'll watch.
I was giving
Logan a handshake. But
this is the problem I ran into. You guys had some great conversation. I want you to know that. However... We almost completely glazed over the movie Now You See Me Too.
Well, he didn't seem very confident in it.
I think Matt wins.
I was originally going to go with actually one of the other two movies that were picked.
It was unfortunate.
But, like, I gained more confidence as we started talking.
Yeah, I know. Like, I was like, oh, crap.
If it was 2016.
He has a great argument. Like, I was like, uh-oh, I have to say something.
If it was of 2016 in general, I probably would have went with either Batman vs. Superman or The Jungle Book.
I think The Jungle Book or The Conjuring 2, but I didn't...
We had to talk more about Civil War, though, because there's more to discuss, and it's potentially not as good of a movie. Everyone just kind of agreed
your movie,
that I had a
Brad.
Great argument for Now You See Me Too.
You snooze,
and
you lose, Brad.
It's not your movie,
I'm
Brad.
I'm just saying, like, there was nothing anyway. To argue about because it's
face
such a great movie.
Face defeat, and you glossed over it, man.
I am going to have to say Matt won this round. So
okay. Well done, Matt.
Congratulations.
Woo! Well done,
I'm clapping
all right.
myself. Thank you.
We will be back next week here hopefully we'll be back next week.
I know I won't be.
Either here or there.
I'll be back.
Somewhere. All right. This concludes the first episode of Season Wars for the fall 2016 semester. And the sprint for the cup will resume.
Is that a NASCAR reference?
Next week. I don't know.
I'm Aaron Eno. This has been Cinema Wars.
Yes.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Thank you. Thank you.
The war is far from over. Tune in next week at 10 in the evening here on WMCO 90.7 for the next round of Cinema Wars.